You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A Bloomer woman is facing multiple charges in Chippewa County Court after being accused of possessing methamphetamine in the presence of a 5-year-old child. According to court documents, an arrest warrant was issued for 38-year-old Katrina Megan on Friday after she was charged with possession of methamphetamine with intent to deliver, possessing drug paraphernalia, and neglecting a child. The charges were filed after law enforcement authorities responded to a potential overdose at the home involving a man who was babysitting Megan's child. The Menominee Area Chamber of Commerce is honoring the University of Wisconsin Stout as the Large Business of the Year for 2024. According to a press release, Chamber of Commerce officials estimate that the school provides over $300 million of economic impact in the area with about 1,100 staff members and 7,000 students. The school also hosts a number of workforce development and business services that benefit the region. University officials received the award at the Chamber of Commerce's annual meeting last week. A Shell Lake woman was arrested on Tuesday following a high-speed chase that began in Barron County and ended in Rusk County. Barron County Sheriff's Department officials say they attempted to stop a vehicle being driven by Jess Blake on County Road M near U.S. Highway 8 for traffic and registration infractions. Blake is accused of fleeing the traffic stop, reaching speeds of 70 miles per hour as she continued on County Road M. She was taken into custody after driving into a property in Rusk County where her vehicle became stuck in a patch of mud. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging residents to enjoy the 13th annual Free Fun Weekend. On Saturday and Sunday this week, residents will be able to enjoy everything the state parks have to offer without needing to pay for admission fees, fishing licenses, and trail passes. Anyone driving to the state parks will also not need to have an admission sticker on their vehicle. DNR officials say the goal is to convince residents to visit the state parks in the hope that when they see everything the parks offer, they'll want to return in the future. Republican state lawmakers are proposing legislation that would allow language interpreters in state courts to appear for hearings and trials virtually. Proponents of the legislation say the state has a shortage of qualified interpreters, and allowing virtual appearances could make the justice system more efficient. Under current state law, interpreters must appear in person during trials, but can appear virtually for some hearings. Critics say virtual interpreter appearances could lead to miscommunications, eroding the rights of victims and defendants. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection are highlighting the economic impact of the state's dairy industry in honor of Dairy Month. According to DATCP data, the dairy industry contributes over $50 billion of economic impact in the state and supports over 120,000 jobs. Wisconsin has more dairy farms than any other state in the country, and about 80% of the milk produced is exported. About 20% of Wisconsin's milk products are exported internationally. Dunn County Transit has officially launched its new rural doorstop service in partnership with the Dunn County Aging and Disability Resource Center. On Monday, the county launched the new pilot program to enhance accessibility for residents living outside main service areas. The county will be split into 4 zones, with service available in each zone for 1 week each month. Residents looking to schedule a ride should contact Dunn County Transit 24 hours in advance. The service will be fully funded by the Aging and Disability Resource Center this month. The City of Rice Lake's oil recycling station on Allen Street officially closed on Tuesday after 45 years of operation. City officials say they made the decision to close the site because they were unable to continuously monitor it after it moved to Allen Street. Residents from outside Barron County often used the oil recycling station, but also often spilled some of their oil or deposited chemicals they should not have been depositing. Area residents who need to recycle their oil should now do so at the County Waste Oil and Antifreeze Collection Facility in Barron. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has reported over 50,000 wild turkeys were harvested during the spring hunting season. According to preliminary data from the agency, the statewide hunter success rate was about 22%, with nearly 230,000 turkey authorizations sold. The mark also represents the 5th time the state crossed the 50,000 turkey mark since the agency began managing the hunt in 1983, and officials expect it to be one of the highest spring turkey harvests of any state in the country. Democratic state lawmakers are reintroducing gun control legislation after Republican lawmakers on the Joint Committee on Finance removed the measures from Governor Tony Evers' biennial budget proposal. The legislation is currently being circulated for co-sponsorship and included measures to expand background checks, institute red flag laws, and create a mandatory 48-hour waiting period to purchase a handgun. Democratic lawmakers say the proposal is meant to save lives, while Assembly Speaker Robin Voss referred to it as overreaching restrictions. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
A Brewers win in Cincinnati. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. The Brewers with a 9-1 victory over the Reds yesterday. They won the series 2-1. Manager Pat Murphy pleased with lefty D.L. Hall and his three-inning performance, allowing just one hit to get things started.
Yeah, I think he's since he's been a starting pitcher, I think he's become more of a complete pitcher, and that's kind of cool. He's really become a pitcher, at least he showed today. That's some very capable hitters over there.
The Brewers open a weekend series tomorrow night in Milwaukee against the Padres. In men's college baseball, UW-Whitewater beat the Messiah Falcons from Pennsylvania 21-5 to clinch the Division III College World Series. It's the third time Whitewater has won the national title. Basketball, game one of the NBA Finals tonight. The Oklahoma City Thunder hosts the Indiana Pacers, led by Tyrese Halliburton, a graduate of North High School in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lots to see this weekend in the theaters if you need a break from the beautiful weather. The biggie is from the world of John Wick, Ballerina, the latest installment in the John Wick franchise. Ana de Armas will carry the torch from Keanu Reeves as the franchise's protagonist. The plot of the movie is there will be violence, vengeance, insane stunts, and people will die horrible deaths, and it will be awesome. At the time of this reading, Wes Anderson's The Phoenician Scheme opens this weekend, starring Benicio del Toro. The film is getting a 78% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're in the mood for an exorcism or Al Pacino, check out The Ritual, a film where two priests with different backgrounds join forces to save a young girl. No reviews in yet. And finally, a movie with sharks and serial killers? Yes, please. The film is Dangerous Animals and a story about a surfer who is abducted by a shark-obsessed serial killer. Yeah. 84% on RT. Let's go to the movies. The Hunt for Osama Bin Laden is a ratings jackpot for Netflix, but not to be outdone is The Hunt for Michael J. Fox's guitar from Back to the Future. The film is about to celebrate its 40th anniversary in just a few weeks on July 3rd. As you may remember, Michael J. Fox's character, Marty McFly, famously played Johnny B. Goode at the Enchantment Under the Sea high school dance. Fox rocked the crowd with a red Gibson, which was never seen again. The team of guitar-searching showbiz mercenaries includes Fox, co-star Leah Thompson, Christopher Lloyd, who played Doc, and rock star Huey Lewis. They all appear on camera in a new documentary called Lost to the Future. You too can be part of this manhunt, as they are making an appeal to the public to help in the search. Anyone with leads on the guitar's whereabouts can call 1-888-345-1955 or send a message to www.losttothefuture.com. Critics love The Pit, and so does George Clooney. The medical drama starring Noah Wiley, who also executive produces, is a hit for the streamer Max. Not that it needs help, as people are flocking to it, but it's never a bad thing when you get a celebrity endorsement from your pal George Clooney. Clooney and Wiley starred together on NBC's hit medical drama ER in the 90s. Clooney appeared on Late Night with Seth Meyers and heaped praise on his pal Wiley. Audiences seem to love it, so if you like medical dramas, check it out. If you like golf and comedy, there is a new show starring Owen Wilson you should probably check out. The episodic is called Stick and tells the story of Wilson, who plays a washed-up pro golfer who is given another chance by coaching a talented up-and-comer. Check out new episodes of Stick, which drop Tuesday nights on Apple TV. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny this morning. Clouds will increase a bit here by later this afternoon with a high right around 80 today. Tonight, scattered shower or thunderstorm possible with a low into the upper 50s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.